The impeachment inquiry into President Trump involves a foreign diplomat with ties to Arizona. Kurt Volker is executive director of the McCain Institute at ASU, and up until last week, he was a U.S. special envoy for Ukraine. A former U.S. ambassador to NATO, Volker spent more than 8 hours on Capitol Hill yesterday as lawmakers and their aides deposed him about his role helping the Trump administration pressure Ukrainian officials to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, who was employed by a Ukrainian gas company. Volker turned over 60 pages of text messages and other documents in private. And joining us to talk about those documents and Kurt Volker's role is Nehal Toosey, a foreign affairs correspondent for Politico. Nehal, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So 60 pages of text messages, do those pretty clearly lay out the role that Kurt Volker had?
Well, I think he hopes that they lay out his role, but I think that the way these investigations usually go, this is probably just the tip of the iceberg, and there's a lot more that remains to be uncovered.
Anything that stands out to you? I mean, Democrats obviously were kind of hoping for a smoking gun, Republicans hoping that this was not much of anything. Does anything stick out as to which way these text messages and documents might lead this investigation?
Well, it definitely seems as if people in the U.S. national security establishment, including Mr. Volker, were very well aware that the President Trump wanted certain things from the Ukrainian government, and that in order for Ukraine to get some of what it wanted, such as a call with the president or a meeting with the president in Washington, that they would have to take certain steps, such as promising that they would investigate the Bidens, and or at least, you know, they might couch it in this frame of what happened in the 2016 election. And that, you know, to some people, I mean, there's one text, for instance, that some people are saying it's very clear that it's like a quid pro quo, that, you know, that the president basically is saying that he is not going to have the Ukrainians visit Washington unless they agree to investigate what happened in 2016. And that's pretty astonishing, because it suggests that he is trying, that Volker, for one, is aware of what's happening, but yet he is still helping facilitate it.
Volker was very close to late Senator John McCain. Do we know anything more about how Volker is viewed in ambassadorial or diplomatic circles?
So this is the thing about Kurt Volker. He's widely respected among both Democrats and Republicans. He knows his stuff. He's a hawk on Russia. So, I mean, he has a lengthy career as a Foreign Service officer. Briefly, he was ambassador to NATO. So, I mean, people really like him, like on a personal level. The one thing they will say about him, though, is like that he is more of a risk taker than a lot of other career diplomats, and that he is willing to kind of color outside the lines sometimes. But the goal is always for him something noble, something that's in the U.S. national security interest. And so it's possible, like if you know Kurt and you're looking at the stuff, that you can see him thinking to himself, okay, if I can just get, you know, the Ukrainians to issue some like vague statement about promising to get to the bottom of something, then maybe the president will back off and maybe we can get what we need to get done in Ukraine and stand up to Russia. You know, he probably was just thinking, if I just dip my toe in this a little bit, it might appease President Trump and nothing really would come of it, but it might just at least appease the president. So you can see him thinking this. But when you look at these texts just in isolation right now, it does not look very good.
And briefly, finally, do you expect this testimony to truly impact the impeachment inquiry? Is this one of those things where people who believe the president believe him and those who don't?
So far, it seems like Republicans are very much sticking to the president. They kept coming out yesterday saying, oh, you know, there was no quid pro quo. But then the Democrats released all these texts and it suggests very much otherwise. So I don't think it's really changed anyone's mind. But I do think it's definitely going to fuel the inquiry even further. This is not over by any means. If anything, it could expand.
Nehal Toosey is a foreign affairs correspondent for Politico. Nehal, thank you very much.
Thank you.